Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Cold. I think this is the worst it's been. What do you guys think?
Well, Wes came in and said this is the worst drive-in ever to drive time today. That's what he said. So
you know what? It was when I got done snowblowing this morning, Dirk. It was bad. It was really bad.
You beat Ohio Dominican on Thursday night, 71-57 at the SDC, and then you also take on Tiffin on Saturday afternoon, 67-44. Two real dominating games, and I mean the team looks like a well-oiled machine right now, Coach. Are you giving them that much credit?
You know what? I like the way we played this past weekend. I didn't think, but we can say, you know, the Ohio Dominican game was, first game back for both of us. So I don't know how well it was played by either team. It was a little sloppier, but I thought Saturday's game was much, much, much better on our part, and I'm happy with the way we're playing. I think both of those teams were. I don't know, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I don't know how good they were, but I think they were both dangerous, and I like the fact that we took care of business.
Well, you got a couple wins, and you didn't shoot the best. I think that was probably the thing that I noticed the most is your guys that normally are making shots, Armga and Stelzer and those guys, really didn't have their best shooting games. You guys still found a way to come out with a couple wins.
Yeah, you know, and that's critical. We had decent balance both days. We had other people step up, which we're going to need all year other than Austin and, you know, Ben help us out. And I think that's a good quality for this club that guys are, and it means that we're all working hard and we're on, you know, we're getting closer to the same page, and I'm excited about that. And I honestly think this, and I don't want to try to dive into this or think too much about, you know, this sport, but I don't know if you can keep up that hot toward pace shooting the whole season. So I'm hoping that we can be a little bit better, Wes. But it's just hard to stay, you know, to have guys like Stelzer go 10 for 13 from the 3-point line every game. You know, it's not going to happen. We kind of get spoiled. We kind of know that they're great shooters, and we know that the defense is keen on them. We can't expect it. So getting back to the other people helping and the balance is awesome. But I do think that we can shoot the basketball better, and I'm hoping that we're just in a 40-50% range, and then we get back hot, you know, at the end of the season when we need to be hot going into the tournaments with the 48-54% range.
Coaches, the benches seemed as deep as ever for you guys over the weekend, plus you added back Cal Stankowski. Talk about the play of your reserves.
You know, it's key that these guys come to practice every day and give us what they got and learn and get just a little bit better every day. And I think for the most part those guys are doing it. And I know that we're trying to play a lot of people just to see who wants to emerge. And I'm saying that in the best way. You know, we got to have games. We got to have guys step up in big games. And we have a lot of game slippage with those. And it's not that they're trying. It's what we call game slippage. You know, the game slippage from practice to the game is just not, it's just not there for them yet, and I know that's our fault, but it's the way it is this year with the injury situation. I don't want to make an excuse. We got to get them game ready so that come mid February, it's as good as it's going to be. I don't know if it's ever going to be perfect right now, but it'll be as good as it's been. But I like the way that they work. They're working. I like the way that they're conscious. They're trying to do things right. I like the fact that they take it to heart when they play, and they take it to heart when they don't play.
Talk about Stankowski, and he's back. How did you think he came back and played for you?
Well, you know what? We want him back. We want him back, and then all of a sudden he's back, and you know we expect him to be what he was before his injury, and you know that wasn't really fair. And I say that because I don't think he played particularly well, but I'm glad that he has got an opportunity through practice now to make a difference for us, and he's going to be okay. He can score the basketball. We need to get him back. Number one, we need to get him back in shape. You know, you take, I'm not even sure how long it was, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks off, and it's tough to jump back in and be good at this level, and you know we can't expect it as coaches, and his teammates can't expect it. But now that he's had a chance to practice a little bit, he needs to continue to get a little bit better, bigger, faster, stronger, and you know get caught up with the pace and the tempo.
Both teams held under 60 points, including I think Tiffin only scored 44 on Saturday. Talk about, you know, holding those teams down and the play of your defense.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I like that. I like the play of our defense. I thought watching the tape, it was awesome that I mean, we were in pretty good position on Saturday, and we really, really held a good score, Joey Grossel, down to 10 points, like 12 or 13 under what his average is. And, you know, I thought we really played hard and we're in good position. We did a nice job with the core fundamental things of our defense. I'm trying to figure out and watching these tapes that if there's a correlation with us playing better defense and shooting less percentage or shooting a higher percentage and playing less defense. I'm not really sure what it is at this point, Wes, but I don't know. But if we're going to advance and make this a good season, we need to be good defensively. And that doesn't mean we stop shooting, because we're going to keep launching, and I've heard nothing but good things from the fans as far as, boy, you're fun to watch. And I don't know if it's because we're launching all the threes or we're a little bit faster or what it is, but it's been good.
Have you been? Has it been easier to go to the bench this year, Coach, with the depth that you have? I know you had some injuries dealing with everything, but has it been easier for you to take somebody out quicker than maybe in years past?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because we are playing a lot of players at this point. I think it's going to narrow down, Dirk. You know, when you get into the crunch time situations, but I am excited about the fact that almost everybody on our roster has got minutes, so that it's not like they're going to have deer in the headlights situation, you know, when given an opportunity. So it has been easier, but I think it's going to, you know, the number is going to minimize as we go deeper into the season, and I, as far as players playing, but I also think that you know, in the crunch time situations, Aram Gestelz, you know, our core guards, you know, those guys, their minutes are gonna stay right up there, because they're the guys that are already battle proven, if you will, and they're gonna get it done.
How about the standings right now, Coach? I know it's very early in the conference season, but you've got six teams right now, 4-2 or better in the conference. Lake State, Grand Valley, and Ferris all 5-1. Tech, Wayne, and Northwood all 4-2 in the North Division. Is it better competition so far in the conference, or is it just, you know, par for the course?
I think everybody's, I think coaches will say it's, I don't know how great the league is. I just think everybody's even. And I don't think there's a good team, but I don't think there's a bad team. I mean, Lake Erie put 102 points at Northwood last Saturday, and I'm going to tell you what, they shot the ball, and I mean, they shot the ball. They were 18 to 32 from three, and you know, we're next up, so we got to go down there with a workmanlike effort and try to get it done. But it's going to be tough. But in response, I think the North is proving to be a little bit stronger than the South right now, but that is cyclical, just like everything else. And I mean, I think that, you know, I think that the league is I think everybody's even, and that's what makes it fun, because you got a chance every day.
Well, you got a road trip. You get to go on the road in this beautiful weather. You guys are taking off later today, taking 2 days to go down to Painesville, Ohio. Thoughts on the road trip?
Well, you know, I think it would probably be easier if we just stopped in Marquette and jumped on a freighter and went across. But I don't know if that's the answer. But wow, it's going to be a tough trip as far as the, I don't want to say the logistics, but as far as the weather goes, I guess they're getting socked or going to be socked with. I thought I was talking to Coach Augustine this morning. He said 1-3, and he wasn't meaning inches; he was meaning feet. So we're gonna hit it. But like I said, Lake Erie is going to be tough, and Ashland is a good club. Neither one of their records, but again, going back to what we talked about, neither one of their records is in the upper half of the league right now. But you know, they're not going to surrender at home, because they're still not out of it, because there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of games left, so they're going to fight tooth and nail all the way, and we got to be the same way, and we got to turn it up just one more notch, because we're on the road, and with being on the road, you know, you got to be that much sharper.
Well, it should be a couple of great games. We're really looking forward to it. How about the early start on Saturday, Coach? What do you think about that?
I love it because that gets us home earlier.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Coach, congratulations on the big wins over the weekend, and good luck this weekend. Michigan Tech men's basketball playing the second of the doubleheaders on Thursday night and on Saturday afternoon, and they'll be taking on Ashland on Saturday. Before that, taking on Lake Erie on Thursday night. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Safe travels, Coach. Coach, and we'll talk to you when you get home.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
All right. That is Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming your way right after these on the Voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WK.